Good morning. The storm system that brought the rain and unsettled and cool weather to our area yesterday is now lifting north and east and through the Canadian Maritimes. In its wake, an area of high pressure is building in. However, some leftover moisture is being realized this morning in some low clouds and fog, which will tend to lower the visibility in the early morning hours, with temperatures starting out in the lower to middle 40s and some 30s across the higher terrain. Eventually, we'll go back to mostly sunny skies through the day. A nice breeze will develop out of the northwest, but it will be milder, with highs reaching into the mid-60s on average. That same high pressure center will dominate the weather into tomorrow, and around the backside of it, the wind will flip around to the southwest, and it will be even warmer as the wind increases, pushing temperatures into the lower 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a front will track our way from the Great Lakes. That increasing southwest wind flow will keep it mild on Thursday night as clouds increase and a few showers pass through. Then as the front drapes itself over the northeastern part of the country, showers will be more common through the morning on Friday. A wave of low pressure will develop along the front down along the Carolina coast and work its way up the eastern seaboard late Friday and Friday night. The rain will become steadier and heavier at this time into the early morning hours on Saturday. Highs on Friday will be around 60, but on the backside of this system, lows will drop back into the lower 40s by Saturday morning, and perhaps even a few wet snowflakes in the 30s across parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. A blustery, cooler day on Saturday. Those morning showers will give way to increasing sunshine with highs only in the upper 40s and lower 50s before we bounce back into the upper 50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. We'll continue the warming trend into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the fast west to east mid to upper level flow pattern currently across the lower 48 will undergo significant changes this period, with the flow becoming much more amplified in a north-south direction. This will have big impacts on the temperatures across the midsection of the country as a cold front will push through the plains. Much above average temperatures across the central and southern plains Wednesday will be replaced by cooler readings on Thursday. In fact, in many locations, high temperatures will be 20 to 30 degrees colder on Thursday over Wednesday. This cooling trend will then push to the east by the weekend. While the amplifying pattern supports colder temperatures across the central and east, late this week, the opposite will be true across California and the southwest. Temperatures here will remain well above average for the remainder of the week. In addition to the above average temperatures, the fire weather threat will be increasing over the next couple of days as increasingly windy conditions and low relative humidity push into this area. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 32 degrees with a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 12 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 42, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.93 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Brawley, California, to a low of 15 at Grand Lake, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 70, Boston mostly sunny and breezy near 70, and in Buffalo sunny and breezy with temperatures in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 45, the average temperature 49, that's 2 degrees below normal. 62 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 96 hundredths now for the month, which is still 61 hundredths below normal, and 27.50 inches for the year, which is 3.52 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40, the record high, 81, set in 1920, and the record low, 21, in 1958. Sunrise this morning, 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:15 p.m., 11 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, warmer, lower 70s. Cloudy with rain likely on Friday, near 60. Showers Saturday morning, then breezy and cooler with increasing sunshine, lower 50s in the afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s on Sunday. Partly to mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday with highs in the lower and middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.